The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, with cloudy skies. A good rain and severe weather on the way. Should be this evening. High of 69 today, which is going to be weird and muggy. I'm Richard Dixon alongside Valerie Vining. Steve West is here. Jim Dent is here. And so is Drake Array with your traffic. Portions of today's show brought to you by QC Kinetics, doing for people in Birmingham like nobody has done before. Tuscaloosa as well. Stuff they do is nothing short of amazing. They're the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments called advanced regenerative medicine, non-surgical alternatives. It starts with an absolutely free initial visit to find out whether or not what QC Kinetics does is right for you. Give them a call, 205-686-1941, 205-686-1941, QC Kinetics, 205-686-1941. Be one of the better than 9 out of 10 people that get relief without surgery, without drugs, and without downtime from QC Kinetics. And now let's hit some headlines, shall we?
Big news, big news. Good news, everyone.
I have some very important news.
Liberty's Hugh Freeze is no longer Liberty's. He now belongs to Auburn and is back in the SEC. He comes not without baggage. He, of course, was coaching at Ole Miss for 5 years and ended up leaving there under a cloud of, suspicious activity, shall we say.
Suspicious. It was suspicious.
Suspicious activity. Mm. All we can do is hope that that's all behind him and that, the program at Auburn remains clean. I wonder how much paying players and stuff like that disappeared as a result of the NIL. Do you think that went away at all? Or?
That's a very good question.
I mean, you know, they certainly talked about it. I know I got friends who are convinced that every program is dirty. They all pay their players. And I'm like, I think somebody would have talked by now.
I think so, too.
Somebody would have talked by now. I could be wrong about that. Sadly, in the Birmingham metro area, the Mercedes-Benz Marathon announces that this upcoming one in February is going to be the final race in Birmingham. Yeah, their partner, Birmingham Marathon, Inc., said it's just become so expensive that we're not really raising the money we used to raise. It's a big, involved thing. It costs a lot, and we're not getting much out of it. That happens sometimes.
It does. It's kind of run its course. 21 years it's been held in Birmingham, and a huge event. We get people from all over, literally all over the world, that come to be a part of this marathon, and it's kind of sad to see it go away, but you can understand that if it's not generating the revenue that they need and want, then maybe it's time to look at other ways to maybe raise that money. But a lot of charities benefiting from this race year in and year out. And I know there's a lot of people that are sad to see this going to be the last one.
I was there in 2006 on a very, very cold morning. when the first Kenyan crossed the finish line. It was the first one through, of course.
And then the second one came when? And then the third one came when?
The second one was a good ways behind. Also a Kenyan, by the way. The female winner, a Swede. So, yeah.
Interesting.
They come from all over.
They come
from all over just to be a part of this thing. Demonstrations by Chinese citizens in Shanghai faced a massive police presence, and BBC reporter Edward Lawrence was arrested and dragged away by CCP officers. You can see in a short video the journalist being seized upon by officers and dragged to the ground, and he was reporting from Shanghai on what was going on with these, and they don't want that information getting out.
They sure don't.
They're
doing everything they can to make sure that it doesn't get out.
People in China have had it with the lockdowns, much like people in America had it with the lockdowns. And it's much more draconian, by the way, in China. They have this zero COVID policy. What they're not finding or don't seem to be reaching the conclusion of is that, guess what? Everyone gets it anyway.
Mm.
It's just, this is how it's going to be, and you have to get used to the concept, and maybe you'll have it four or five times. Sorry about that.
But I don't even know really that it has anything to go. I think they're using it as an excuse in China.
Yeah.
To, you know, control them.
Oh.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
They don't need an
excuse. We know, right. Well, again, here's another thing you can pile on.
Exactly.
But it just seems a little crazy. We know what we know about COVID-19 and why China is still making people, stay in their homes, and everyone around them has to stay, you know, put when they get COVID-19 or anything like that, or a fever. And it's like, this is 3 years in.
Yeah.
You're going to do this for how long? Because it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19 is not going away. There'll just be different variants of it.
Look, there are people in this country who are looking at China and going, we should have done that. That would have been the right thing to do. And it's like, no, that is not the right thing
that
to do.
That is not where we want to be.
But look, a tale of two countries. Look at China. Look at Sweden. Sweden put none of this into play. They didn't have a mask mandate. They didn't have a vax mandate. They didn't have a lockdown of any kind. Their death rate was about the same as the United States.
You can't control this virus. We tried to stop some of the flights coming into the U.S. This is a virus. It spreads like wildfire. Everyone's going to end up eventually getting it for the most part. You just can't stop it. And China believes that they can. They can control this, and they can control people and, you know, whether it spreads or not. And you just can't. It's just insane to think that you could, China. You can't.
You know, the other night I had dinner at a German-Chinese restaurant.
German-Chinese.
It's fascinating.
Here comes the joke.
Very good food.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, here it comes. Go ahead.
An hour after eating it, you're hungry for power. A Mississippi furniture company is laying off 2,700 people.
Oh.
They did it with a late-night email the day before Thanksgiving.
That's a sucky company.
I mean,
I'm just calling it. You're a sucky company.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. Who does that?
United Furniture Industries, UFI. It's very sad. They had already, they're based in Okolona, Mississippi. They had already fired like their CEO. They had already, the board was like, you people are costing us all kinds of money. We can't keep this going, not under this circumstances. And so They fired their chief executive, their chief financial officer, their executive vice president of sales, and then they named Todd Evans, former president of Standard Furniture in Alabama, as their new chief executive, and he's the guy that got to make all the bad cuts, I guess, and fire 2,700 people. They said, you know, we're in terrible shape here. We need to get to the bottom line.
You're in terrible shape, but, you know, there's a time and a way to handle this, and the fact that you texted people and you did it right on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's just not a good
way to handle it. But it's not surprising that we talked about this. We've said it for the past few months. The workforce is going to start the suffering part. This is, you know, we've had this great employment. We've had more jobs than we've had people to do them. That is about to turn around on us because this economy can't sustain it. And, you know, with high interest rates, and soon we'll have higher unemployment. I don't know that it's ever going to get, you know, ridiculously high. But with high prices, you know, we spend less money and we need fewer employees. It's just that simple.
This is exactly how it goes, as inflation goes. But, man, that's a lot. That's a big chunk of their workforce, 2,700 workers. Wow.
People.
That must be a big company. Whew. That's a lot of folks.
The accuser in the August 16th incident that involved former state representative Perry Hooper Jr. has requested that the sexual abuse charge be dismissed. Yeah, she said through her attorney, Diane James Davis, that all she really wants is a sincere public apology.
Wow, if you're Perry Hooper Jr., you might want to go ahead and do that and get this behind you.
Yeah, your biggest problem is once it gets into the system, you know, it's like, hey, we're not doing this because of Perry Hooper. We're doing this because of society. Society says his behavior was wrong and bad, and he has to be punished for it. It's a lot harder to drop charges even when you're the victim, the person who's going, hey, I don't want him to suffer at all. I mean, look, justice is not going to be served by him spending any jail time or anything like that. Well, wheels of justice are moving. There's nothing we can do to stop them now. Sorry.
Well, and here's the thing. It might be a lesson for Perry Hooper Jr. It's probably not a good idea to grab, you know, certain body parts of a female when you're in a public restaurant. I don't know what the relationship, if they even knew each other or what it was, but totally inappropriate. And so that's why she filed this lawsuit. And again, now wants to drop the charges and just say, hey, give me a public apology and we can go about our merry way, but maybe not so much.
Why do I feel like alcohol was involved in this?
Yeah, probably so.
Distinct impression that alcohol was involved in this. Last but not least, New York City is now looking at preventing landlords from doing criminal background checks on prospective tenants.
Horrible idea.
That'll work out
Horrible idea. It's one of the things you do. When you are a landlord or you have a rental property is to look at the background of this person. Do they pay things on time?
Uh-huh.
Do they criminal record is probably number one.
That's pretty big.
What's your background there? And then how about payment, your history, your financial credit?
I can't speak to New York City in particular, and certainly can't speak to New York State, but most states have a law that says if we were to, say, kick in the door of that place and we found a bunch of drugs there, the landlord is also responsible, you know, because it's his property and he should know that there's drugs there. And there should be something in the lease that says I'm not going to have drugs in my place. So, yeah, this is the worst idea ever. And yet it's not surprising. I mean, these are the same people who brought us defund the police and let's let pedophiles out of jail and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sorry.
New York City, you're going to end up like you were back in the late 80s and early 90s when crime was a big problem and people stopped coming to New York City. You're almost there. You're just about there.
Fixing to be a hellhole. It's on its way. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865. You know, one of the things I love about her is that she always gets into every month there is something that they are doing for those less fortunate. Sometimes it's food bank stuff. Sometimes it's a drive for, you know, people at the King's Ranch. Sometimes it's, well, it's toys now, of course, because of Christmas. And, yeah, I just love the fact that they feel like, okay, you know, we're blessed to have these great jobs selling people's houses and making people happy. And now we get to give back by involving ourselves in these things. And Keller Williams Trustful does that a lot, and Monica Thatch more so than anybody there. I just like the fact that that's where her heart is. And she's also, you know, she's a go-getter, so you're dealing with the best of the best when you ask her to find you your next home or to stage and market your home. But you're also dealing with somebody who is, you know, is going to take care of those less fortunate, especially around the holiday season. And I just find that fantastic. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865. She is my real estate agent. She ought to be yours. 814. Back in a moment.
Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining this morning. Reach out to my friends Craig and Keith and everyone at Birmingham Broker. If you've got a used car that you want to sell and you want to sell it fast and hassle-free, it's the best way to sell a used car. There's no doubt about it. And many of you now know that used car values are still very high. So you're going to get a lot more out of your car than maybe you normally would. And certainly do not trade it in. Let these guys handle everything, the pricing, the detailing, letting someone test drive that vehicle. They do it each and every day and are so good at it. Sold my car this year in under a week. I had a check in hand and boom, into another car. And you can do the same thing, the exact same experience you could have at Birmingham Broker. Call them today. Reach out to them. They're in downtown Birmingham, ready to assist you to sell your used vehicle the safe way, the fast way, at BehamBroker.com. That is BehamBroker.com.
It's Useless Hollywood News.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
Okay, this is mind-blowing. According to a new report, recently ousted Disney CEO Bob Chapek is alleged to have engaged in a series of deceptive accounting practices in order to hide just how much money the company has truly lost in service of developing their signature streaming service. Disney Plus is apparently bleeding them. I mean, it is like a fire hose of blood. The cash just cannot be put in fast enough. And apparently he was cooking the books to make it look like, oh, no, no. And he said, oh, we expect to be profitable by 2024. They thought they were spending something like $8 billion on product and entertainment. They lost $8.5 billion since Disney Plus launched. And they say that he was pouring in $15, $16, $18 billion a year into programming and things of that nature.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And it's finally catching up to him.
And then he started to pick up some of the properties and, like, put them on some of their other... Oh, we'll put this over on just the regular Disney Channel,
That's
too,
when you know you're in real trouble. Yeah. First, you're cooking the books. Now, right, you're moving things around. Now the panic sets in.
Next thing you know, you're in front of a loan shark asking for money. Now you've really gone down the wrong road. Yeah, that's what's going on. People say, well, you know, it was all the woke stuff. Well, Bob Iger was part of the architect of the woke stuff, too, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt about it, this new film that came out is an unmitigated disaster for Disney, and they will have lost $100 million on it by the time it's all over. And you just look at it and say, you know, Disney, we used to be able to count on you for good, family-friendly, fun entertainment. What have you done?
Well, we see where it went, and Ron DeSantis was loud about some things that were going on at Disney in Florida, and now these movies that they're coming out with it, a lot of people are saying no to. I'm not going to take my family to go see it.
Yeah. Sad state of affairs. Yes, sad state of affairs. Anyway, that was just a piece of shocking news. We'll get to the Elon Musk stuff coming up in a bit. Alabama Men's Clinic would like to help you if you're suffering from ED or low T. They can lend a hand. 598-7000 is their telephone number, 598-7000. Don't wait a year and a half like so many people do before you make the call and change your life for the better. If you're suffering with bad energy, low libido, not losing weight, having disrupted sleep, I'm telling you, low T or ED could be the cause of that. Give them a call, 598-7000, online, alabamamensclinic.com.
They were pretty smart. It is Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. You guys, I hope that everything is dry in your basement and crawl space. If it is not, we got a lot of rain coming and that water is going to pour in. Get this issue fixed and get in touch with Be Dry. Be Dry is right here in Alabama, in our local area. Been in business for over six decades. Yeah, for more than 60 years, Central Alabama homeowners have trusted Be Dry for waterproofing and foundation repair, and that's what they're all about. Be Dry is the largest waterproofing company in the country, and they get it done and get it done right the very first time. If you want to find out more about Be Dry, first you can call them at 942-1976, of course, 205 locally operated and owned here, and you can also request a free quote at BeDryAlabama.com. 12 months interest free. If that is something you want to ask them about, don't forget about that. They offer a full life of the structure warranty as well. But so happy to know that these guys can fix those issues for you to make sure that your crawl space, that your basement is dry. And that's what it's all about. 942-1976, BeDryAlabama.com.
It is 8:34 and time to talk about all things Elon Musk. Also, to make sure that song is stuck in your head.
Thank you very much.
For the rest
that
of the day.
That will be there all day.
Yep.
Tweet, tweet.
Glad I could do it for you.
Thank you.
So Elon Musk tweeted out a meme about CNN, and they had themselves a little hissy fit.
Which, by the way, was pretty funny.
Yeah.
The hissy fit and the meme.
He tweeted, CNN, colon, Elon Musk could threaten free speech on Twitter by literally allowing people to speak freely.
Oh.
And he had a picture of Don Lemon there and Elon as if he were on the show. And it's a really poorly made meme. You can see clearly that this was not on CNN. And so CNN has to come back and say, This headline was never on CNN. Be better.
Be better.
Be better.
I bet.
Be better at meme making because it really, it's clearly an amateur hack job.
Sure.
Yeah.
And done intentionally, I'm sure, that way so that people didn't go, oh, is this CNN or is it? He did it that way on purpose. He's having a good time over on Twitter, and he's poking fun at CNN.
His reply to that, by the way, was LMAOOOO. It is obvious that the picture is not from a real CNN segment, but the... That's what you're doing. You can't say that. That's not okay. How dare you?
Well, nobody watched it, so I'm curious. Did they do a breaking news interruption to say that that actually wasn't a real...
I'm surprised they didn't, if they didn't.
They did put it on reliable sources, though, which I thought when they fired Brian Stelter, did away with that show, but apparently not. The show is still there. This just has a different host, so... Yeah. That's weird. Now Elon Musk says, look, they might take Twitter off of the Apple store. The App Store, you won't be able to go get it there anymore. And, well, that would be a shame if it actually happened. But I think Apple might also be costing themselves shooting themselves in the foot with
that.
Yeah,
that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Why, Apple, come on, let's not get into this.
As long as you are not specifically breaking one of the rules that you agreed to. Case in point, Fortnite. They agreed to all the Apple App Store rules, one of which is you're going to use our in-app pay system when it comes to money. And then Apple comes in and takes 30% of everything over $1 million. Did you know that?
Ooh.
They take 30% of everything over $1 million. That's how Tim Cook keeps getting those really big bonus checks. But anyway, Fortnite also made it available outside of Apple, another way to pay, different avenues by which you could get it. So we're like, broke the terms of service, now you're out. And Fortnite says, you're going to break the stranglehold that these guys have on this sort of thing. And Elon Musk is saying the same thing. He was asked, so let's say they drop you from the App Store, Apple does, and let's say Google drops you from their App Store as well. Is there any chance we'd see an Elon Musk phone in the future? And he's like, yeah, I mean, you'd hate to have to go that route, but if necessary, that's what we would do.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he could easily do, I think Elon Musk, if he decided he wanted to put out a phone, it'd be probably comparable to the iPhone or something like that, and people might.
The man is launching rockets into outer space. I feel like he can probably put a phone together,
I think that would be easy to do.
Tim Cook versus Elon Musk. Yeah. I'm going to give the major odds to Elon
I'm thinking Elon probably can get more done in a shorter period of time. Nonetheless, last but not least, Elon is also talking about, I've got access to all these documents from before I became CEO of Twitter. There was a lot of back and forth on that whole Hunter Biden laptop thing. Maybe we should make all those documents public. And I think most people are like,
I'd love to read that.
Kind of like to see that.
I would love it.
What was going on?
Everybody except Congress.
Yeah. Well, in Congress. Oh, we got to stop this from happening. This is unacceptable. It's funny to me that they're asking Karen Jean. They're asking Karen Jean Payer. What can you do about Elon Musk and censorship? What can you do about his not wanting to censor hate speech? Hate speech being defined as anything we disagree with.
That's right.
They have
given that a new definition.
It's another one of those deals where once you actually get the story, you get the whole story, and you get to look at the whole story and see what kind of conversations were going on between these guys. Because we find out now, Dr. Fauci, for example, we know now that multiple times early in COVID, he was telling people privately, you don't need a mask. Masks aren't going to do anything for you. Privately, okay? We have emails and text messages from him that show that. This wasn't him saying publicly don't wear a mask because the health officials need them and because all the, first responders need them. This was him telling friends, don't bother with a mask. It's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And not 3 months later, everybody's got to put on a mask, too, if you've got them. Okay, so what's the real story here? Well, we found out much later that it was masks don't work, and Fauci knew it all along.
Yes, he did, from the very beginning.
So I'm interested in seeing, at what point do these guys say, well, this could really hurt Joe Biden's chances, so let's make sure that... Because if you look at the Hunter Biden laptop story, you have to remember, it came from the New York Post. While you may disagree with the New York Post's style, you may disagree with their editorial page, you may disagree with their tabloid look, the reality is... the list of New York Post stories that have been disproven or that they had to come back and do major corrections on is very slight. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the New York Times, their page of corrections runs six pages every Sunday. It's crazy. The stuff
big
that they have to go back and fix,
yeah,
you know. But the New York Post doesn't have that problem. So if they came out and they said, we got this laptop and we verified it, there's every reason to believe that you could go ahead and connect to that story. They knew perfectly well that this thing was verified and it really was Hunter Biden's, and they just wanted to hide that fact because they were afraid it was going to hurt Joe Biden's chances.
They knew that. They full well knew that if that got out, that Joe Biden may not win the election based on some of the things that are on that laptop and some of the things that went on between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, which everybody said, he didn't know anything about his son's dealings. That was baloney. He knew about everything he was doing. He was almost directly involved in it. Yeah, he was funneling everything through Hunter, and he knew it.
You don't have to look too deep in that laptop to find all that information.
No.
Which means if they knew the laptop was real and they knew that information was on it, they knew Joe Biden was crooked. But they didn't care because he stands for the same stuff that I stand for. So that's perfectly all right. It's every bit as bad as people who back anybody on the right wing who are crooked and go, well, don't pay any attention to this. You say, Trump's been investigated six times. I mean, six times literally in the last 6 years. And they got another now special counsel looking into him. What have they turned up?
Nothing.
Right, bupkis, zero. Nothing, okay? The guy has been through every rectal probe you can possibly imagine when it comes to his political and business life. And they keep coming up empty. No one has even glanced at Joe Biden or Hunter Biden thus far.
They don't want to glance.
No.
Because they're afraid what they're going to find. And a lot of them already know what's in there.
Look to see. So, it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, please, Elon Musk, go ahead and release that on Twitter. I would love to read that.
I really would. It could be a really long unrolling, but I would be there for it. I would get popcorn. I would put on my footy.
We might need a gathering for that.
I'd put on my footy pajamas and I'd just, get ready to enjoy. 841 Talk 99.5. We're getting right down to the end of the wire here. I don't know if I can tell you that you can get a custom-made piece by Anthony and Company Jewelers anymore. However, they might be able to update an older piece for you if you have one that you look at and go, boy, she never wears this anymore because it's so 90s. And I mean 1890s. Yeah, you can bring it in and they can fix that up and make it look good, maybe add some stones, take some stones away, whatever it is that needs to be done. They also buy gold and they pay top dollar for it. A lot of people have shopped around and found that these guys are paying as well as, if not better than anyone else out there right now. And they repair jewelry on site, high-end watches too, so you don't have to worry if the piece you dropped off is also the piece you're picking up because, they're doing it all right there. Anthony and Company Jewelers, find out why they have so many five-star reviews online. AnthonyCoJewelers.com. 987-2224, 2080 Valido Road, next to Ragtime Cafe.
It is Talk 99.5. Welcome into the Dixon and Vining Show. I tell you what, we are almost to the holidays, and we're talking Christmas is around the corner. You're going to have more company probably coming in town. Maybe you're going somewhere, and you want to look your very best. All those pictures that get taken, make sure your skin is as healthy as it should be. Get it glowing again with maybe a HydraFacial at Core Plastic Surgery with Adina and now Katie, who is there, both certified medical aestheticians. You'll love them both. Fantastic people. They'll give you that skincare evaluation and then talk about maybe the way to go. Maybe it is a HydraFacial, a chemical peel. I mean, there's just so many options available to you at Core Plastic Surgery. Thinking about going down the plastic surgery road? Botox, fillers, body sculpting, breast enhancement, liposuction, tummy tucks. The list goes on and on. Find out more at Core Plastic Surgery, 397-2100, or online, coreandassociates.com.
851, Talk 99.5, Talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining, we talk about a lot of things here. And occasionally, you'll run across a lawsuit. Everybody remembers the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit as being like, that seemed a little crazy. And then the one about the guy with the BMW and the paint job, and he got just a whole bunch of money and, just some really crazy stuff. But then there's this lawsuit, which I think is, I think it's about time somebody stepped up and filed suit against these people. Talking about Kraft Heinz Food Company and a woman in Florida. Mm-hmm. is...
Well, there's the one ding. Ding, yeah. She's from Florida. Okay.
Suing for $5 million for advertising that its Velveeta mac and cheese can be ready in 3.5 minutes. Yeah. It's a lie!
This is the little round thing with a plastic top. You pull it off. You take the little cheese packet out. You add the water.
Exactly.
Stir it up. Put it in the microwave.
You have to add the water.
Oh, my
goodness. You have to add the cheese packet to it.
Right.
You put it in the... You have to stir it up. Mm-hmm. Put it in the microwave. Sure. That takes 3.5 minutes.
Right.
And then you have to wait for that cheese sauce to thicken, Valerie.
Yes, you do. So it's the wording.
It's more than 3.5 minutes.
Right. It's the wording that she is having a problem with. She says the product should say 3.5 minutes to cook in the microwave.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That would look
good. Because
there's
more to this than just 3.5 minutes.
Yep.
And then it's ready. That's her beef.
Yeah. Well, she's also...
Maybe she needs some beef. She's eating mac and cheese.
No, because she's also suing the people behind Minute Steak.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that takes longer. She's also suing Minute Rice. She doesn't like any of these people.
This is crazy. Come
5-hour energy. She's suing them,
too. Why do you think you deserve
3.5 hours
at best?
I mean, best.
Really, have you been put out so much that you believe you should have $5 million?
$5 million over the Velveeta. Can I be honest with you? I've never had the little cup.
Yeah.
The
See,
microwave
if you got kids,
thing.
You got. I've got cases of these things at home. I've got the Kraft. Mm. I've got the Velveeta. Mm. I've got whatever. The whole big box with a bunch of the cups. Because it's super easy.
And how long does it take to cook in the microwave?
Well, let's see. To stir it, add the water.
I believe we have...
In the microwave. Oh, you're talking about the microwave. 3.5 minutes.
I believe we have somebody else to join this lawsuit. She's going to be a partner. Why don't you file an amicus brief with the court? Yes, I, too, as a mother, have been making this for a while and noticed.
I don't give a rip. I mean, everybody knows you got to let it just sit there for a minute. First of all, it's too hot to serve right away.
Mm-hmm.
And let it just, congeal together.
Congeal.
As they say. Yes.
You have to let it sit. You're giving your kid congealed mac and cheese.
None of that's good for your kid, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh.
It's got no artificial colors or flavors,
does it? Oh, no, sure, of course not. Not a single thing. What's that white stuff in the inside where you got to stir it up?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But the Kraft in the blue box doesn't have any artificial colors or flavors.
Oh, sure, none of that, Richard.
Oh, they've took it out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job. They did something very cool. They took it out, and then 6 months later, they came back 6 months later and said, by the way, we know you didn't notice, but we took all the artificial colors and flavors out. That kept people from going like, it doesn't taste the same. Everybody, including me, was like, yeah, okay, tastes exactly the same. I have to admit. Looks the same, tastes the same, everything's the same.
This is the dumbest lawsuit ever. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty dumb.
$5 million. She's just looking for some money. She's looking for a payout.
You think it might be like a nuisance thing? Kraft Heinz is going to come back and go, here's $1 million.
Really?
I don't know. They might.
Because you found a flaw in the wording on the packaging?
We'll change the packaging.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it, Heinz. Don't do it.
Here's four cases. Go away.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.